James Johnson here. So up until this point, you've learned how you can get all of the info for your spreadsheet, starting from column A, the parcel ID, and going up into column O, which is the assessor's owner's info and their mailing address. And next, we're going to start learning about how you can get the actual owner's name, their age, their street address, you know, their home address where you're going to send your direct mail, possibly their email, their phone number, and then any other notes that you may need to know. But before we do that, I wanted to give you a couple tips and tricks on how you could save some time and prepare your list for that section. Because finding the owner's information and breaking down LLCs and corporations is a little bit of a timely process, and you may not want to do it for each and every single property. So I wanted to show you something that you could do in order to, you know, get a quick direct mail campaign out the door and really start your marketing to the most motivated possible owners. So if you go over to column A and then up into insert in your Excel app, then you can insert a column. So I'll typically insert two. And then now you can see the parcel ID should be in row C. Then, so just say if you're going to focus on, you know, seller finance, possible deals, you're going to want to be looking for owners who have owned the property for at least 10 to 15 years. So instead of going through and, you know, this is our 5 to 9 unit list in Sarasota, the one that we've been working on. And, you know, we know there's 84 properties. A lot of these, you know, they, as you could see, they just bought less than a year ago, or they bought, you know, 17 years ago or 20 years ago. So there's obviously going to be a different level of motivation from somebody who just purchased to somebody who's owned the property for 20 to 30 years. So you might want to start your focus and, you know, start your direct mail campaigns to those older owners. So what I'll do is start in this last sale date column. And we could see that this one was purchased in, you know, less than a year ago. However, this one was purchased in 05, so 12 years ago. So then I'll go over to column B, and then this, you could put anything just from an X to, you know, yes, a check mark, or mail. So I'll just put an X in there that this is one that we may want to focus on and target and break down this ownership information before we go ahead and do properties that were just purchased. Then I'll just go down and do the same thing, 05, 02, skip 09, skip 15, another 09, 13, 01, 01, 03, 01, 2000, two 16s, couple 14s, two more 16s, 92, 03, 2000, 99. So we see there's a lot of possible seller finance deals here, and so on and so forth. So by doing that, now we know that these with the X's are definitely going to be a lot more motivated than somebody who just purchased within the last 6 months to a year. So by doing that, then once we start breaking down the assessor ownership info, we could see that this is just owned in an individual. So is that one. But we could see these properties that are in trust or LLCs or corporations, it's going to take some time to break down, and then now we know that, you know, rows 21 through 26, we have a little bit more chance of them being more motivated. So that's one way to do it. And another way is to go to column Q, which is the assessor owner's mailing address, and then look and see, we could see the address for them, Sarasota, Venice, Sarasota, Sarasota, Sarasota. So these are local owners, most likely. That could be the address of their registered agent or their attorney. But for the most part, they live in the area. But we could see here, we have two Illinois, Michigan, New York. So these are out of state. So that another type of owner that you want to be targeting is those out of state owners. So then you're actually, you can go back to here and then put the X's in column A for those to see. So we could see, okay, these two properties are owned by the same person, both from Illinois. So put two X's there. Now we know that they're out of state and they've owned for 16 years. We do the same thing. These are Michigan. So we would just head right back over. And then this one's New York. So we know all three of these are also out-of-state owners. Which is another reason why they may be very motivated to sell. Then we're down at column 21 now. Okay, Lakeland, Sarasota, Sarasota, Sarasota. Two North Dakotas, though. Same owner. And then so on and so forth. So now we're able to see that column B, these are all X's that possible seller financed opportunities they've owned for, you know, a while. And then the column A is also the people who are out of state and seller finance possibilities. And you can do the same thing for the ones that aren't. So we could see Sarasota, we're at column 6. Those are all Sarasota as well. Go down to 15. Columbus, Ohio. So we know that we could put an X over here for that. New York. And then Sarasota up into 21 again. So even though these people recently bought, they're not, most likely they're not going to be as motivated as somebody who's owned for, you know, 20 to 30 years. But it's helpful to mark those down too. And then when you see that, you know, column A and B, they both have an X in it, that's when you know that person, they've owned for a long time and they're out of state. So that's, you know, a good combination for a possible motivated seller, seller finance deal. Then once we move on to the upcoming videos where we're going to start breaking down LLCs and finding the owner's name and home address, we know that we're going to focus on these first. And in turn, we're not going to waste as much time on the owners that may not be as motivated. So that's it for this video. Kind of just a couple quick tips and tricks. This is fully optional. You can do everything right up front. But if you just want to get your marketing going as quick as you can, this is definitely a way you could do it. So I appreciate the time. I hope you enjoyed the video, and I'll see you on the next one.